Aren't you? Certainly not.
Oh, go on.
No.
Go on.
No.
Oh, be a sport.
No.
Oh, go on.
No.
Oh, go on.
No.
That is an excerpt from The Reluctant Debutante. Another in our series, A Play to Remember, which may also help you to forget the next half hour.
Meanwhile, for those with a strong disposition, here is a sort of radio show which is beyond our ken. Among those taking part are Jeremy Fairbrass, Aluthia Fagg, the British War Office Cossack Dancers, Marley Bright Winters Ready, Miss Fanny Ding Dong.
My name rings the bell.
To continue, the Inland Revenue Fiddle Section, Cannonball Cholmondeley, pronounced Cannonball, and, of course, Mr. Kenneth Horne, who prefers to remain anonymous. Ladies and gentlemen, Kenneth Horne.
Welcome to Beyond Our Ken, the show that is recommended by doctors everywhere as a cure for insomnia. Well, now, let me tell you, as usual, some of the things that happened last week. On Monday, I had hoped to see Barking Creek, but somebody had oiled him. So on Thursday, I had a wonderful lesson in psychology. I was dining at a rather expensive restaurant when a couple arrived at the next table. She sat down and said something about being starving, but when the chap picked up the menu, I could see he was a bit startled at the price of the food. So he turned to his female companion and said,
"Well, what would you like, my beautiful little plump girl?"
Yes, I must remember that. However, on Friday, well, I was throwing a little cocktail party for the Kensington and St. Pancras Poetry Lovers Circle. And I needed some of those little sticks that you stick in stuffed olives. So I popped into my local department store, Harridge's.
Lift, please. Going up. First floor, lingerie, underwear, Boy Scouts outfits, umbrella stands, salted peanuts, gramophone needles, and a nasty little floor manager named Hopkins.
Excuse me, miss. I wonder if you could tell me where I might find those little sticks you stick in stuffed olives.
I'm sorry, sir. I haven't the faintest idea.
But you know what they sell on every floor, don't you?
Not a clue.
Well, what's that you call out every time we stop?
Oh, that. Oh, I just make it up as we go along. Oh, yes, it's much more fun than saying the same thing day after day. Second floor, bathing caps, sideboards, electric kettles, ping pong bats, left-handed screwdrivers, haggis, extension ladders for nylons, hooks and eyes, anything you care to try.
Well, I think I... Oh, look, there's an information desk. I'll ask there. Excuse me.
Oh, good morning, sir. Harridge's the information. If there's any little thing you don't see in the store...
Yes?
Then you can safely assume we haven't got it. But just refer it to us and we'll go out of our way to tell you...
Yes?
...how to do without it.
Yes, well, I haven't been looking for those little sticks you stick in stuffed olives.
Oh, yes. And where'd you lose them?
I didn't lose them. I'm looking for them.
Oh, I see. You arranged to meet them here.
No, I'm not meeting anyone.
Stood you up, has she? Oh, girls are a funny lot these days. Trouble is, they're so hard to...
Please!
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Oh, a fine information service this is.
Well, thank you. We don't often get compliments.
Now then, just wait a minute. I think I've got this. Excuse me.
Yes?
Do you have any self-globulating thermodynamic left-handed fishhooks?
No. But we've got loads of little sticks you stick into stuffed olives.
Thank you.
You'll find them over there.
There we are, sir. Nicely wrapped up.
At last.
And you're very, very lucky to get them.
Oh, I certainly am.
They were the last pair of Wellington boots in the place.
Wellington boots? I don't want Wellington boots.
Oh, come, sir. This is England. Everybody wants Wellington boots.
But I want those little olives you stick in stuffed sticks. I mean those little stuffed... I want the complaints department.
Over there, sir.
Thank you. Oh, dear. Is this the complaints department?
That's right.
Well, look, I've been sold a pair of Wellington boots by mistake.
You call that a complaint? Listen to this. I've been working for this firm for 2 years. The end of the first year, I'm promised a rise, but do I get it? No. No, I don't. They changed my lunch hour from 12 to 1 to 1 to 2, which means I can't see my girlfriend because her lunch is still from 12 to 1. The food in the canteen's getting worse. I only get 1 week's holiday and my feet are poorly. Now, you think you've got a complaint?
I'm sorry I mentioned it. Goodbye. I say, just a moment, sir. What have you got in that parcel? A pair of Wellington boots. Did you buy them? No, I didn't. I got them by mistake. I came here this morning...
Just as I thought, sir. I'm the store detective, and I've been watching you.
Look, you don't understand. They're supposed to be little sticks you stick in stuffed olives.
Well, I've heard some stories in my...
No, wait. I can explain everything. I came in to buy some of those little stuffs you stick in stitched olives... those little olives you stuff into... Those stuffed sticks... Help! Help!
All right, sir. Come along. Thank
Just
you.
Just a minute. I can vouch for this gentleman.
Thank heavens. It's Pat Lancaster.
All right, sir. Come along, please.
Pat, please tell this gentleman who I am.
Of course. This is Kenneth Hall.
What? The chap who does that program, Beyond Our Ken, every week?
Yes, that's right.
All right, sir. Come along, please.
No. This is Pat Lancaster.
Oh, well, that's different. Just a minute. How do I know it really is Miss Lancaster?
Well, she can prove it. Sing, Pat.
I didn't know what time it was, then I met you. Oh, what a lovely time it was, how sublime it was too. I didn't know what day it was, you held my hand. Warm like the month of May it was, and I'll say it was grand. Grand to be alive, to be young, yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice, say I'm all your own. I didn't know what year it was, life was no prize. I wanted love and here it was, shining out of your eyes. I'm wise and I know what time it is now. To be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice, say I'm all your own. I didn't know what year it was, life was no prize. I wanted love and here it was, shining out of your eyes.
Jolly nice, Pat. Okay now, Mr. Store Detective.
Oh, yes, that's Miss Lancaster, all right.
Good. Well, now, does that make things different?
It certainly does. All right, Miss, come along with me, will you?
Bye, Pat. Goodbye. My goodness, look at the time. I've got a party to organize. Taxi! Taxi!
Oh, you won't get one in this department, sir.
Oh, dear, I must get home in a hurry.
I'll leave it to carriages. Mr. Fennelly, forward, please.
Horn, wheel the Kensington and St. Pancras Perch to Lover's Circle. Appreciate your gesture in letting us get together in your bed.
Well, thank you. Then perhaps you'd be good enough not to flick ash all over the carpet.
Sorry.
And hey, you over there. That's my best lamp standard. Please don't knock your pipe out on it.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, I'm sure. I'll do it here. Is that better?
That happens to be my hand.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was one of those modern ashtrays.
Hello there.
Oh, Mr. Horn. Mr. Horn, have you met Chancery Willowweed?
How do you do? Have an egg sandwich.
Divine. Hail to thee, blithe spirit, bird thou never wert.
Shelley?
Yes, this egg sandwich is full of it.
I say, a horn.
Yes?
These stuffed olives are delicious.
And what a quaint idea, sticking matchsticks in them.
Yes, well, I had a bit of difficulty getting the proper sticks.
Oh, did you go to Harridge's?
Yes, don't tell me you managed to get some there.
No, but I'm terribly pleased with my Wellington boots.
Mr. Horn, shall I let you into a secret about our little band of members?
Please do, yes.
Each of them in the circle is named after a famous poet. Chancery here is our Wordsworth.
But I'm Keats.
And I'm Byron.
And who's that tall chap over there?
Longfellow.
Yes, I thought it might be.
And you see that one in the corner spinning a cowboy rope?
Don't tell me he's your poet laureate.
Oh, you guessed. Well, everyone, what about giving our heads to some of our recent offerings?
Oh, yes, Ben.
Yes, well, let's start with Percy Calthrop. Percy.
I shall give you my latest. It's called Calthrop's Elegy in Oxford Street. Last week I met a sales girl. In love with her did fall. And every time I kissed her, she cried, "Will that be all?"
Well done.
And so he should be.
Percy's work is known all over the West End.
Yes, I've seen it chalked up on the walls.
Well, now, perhaps something a little more classical from our newest member, Thackeray.
Thank you. I must go down to the sea again.
Well, thank goodness he's gone. Never did like him anyway. Now, what about you, Chauncey?
All right. How about £280 owed to my bank manager?
Oh, no, not that one, please.
Oh, very well. Peanuts. I know a bar where peanuts are, and customers sit drinking. They serve them free from 12 till 3, while everyone gets stinky. I rarely drink. I sit and think whilst everybody lingers. I'm never tight, but late at night, I do have salty fingers.
Yes,
but, Mr. Horn, what did you think?
What did I think? Well, I suppose it could be verse.
Oh! Now, you must hear from Windersley. He's our great modernistic poet.
Ah, yes, he's the Picasso of poetry. I hope you've got something new, Windersley.
I have indeed. I penned it last night.
Oh, how sad.
Now, I must have absolute quiet, please. Yes.
Quiet for Windersley.
I say, what on earth's he doing?
Shh, he's got to get in the mood.
Yes, but not on my carpet.
But he always strikes that pose before reciting. Quiet, please.
Splurge! 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 Three purple bananas on a windowsill. A wondrous scene. They look serene and tranquil on the windowsill.
Oh, that's jolly.
I haven't finished.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Go on.
Splidge.
Splodge.
Splodge.
Thank God.
I am going to sit.
Wendersley, that was brilliant. Don't you think so, Mr. Hall?
Well,
Wendersley stuff always says something, didn't it? Say anything to you?
Well, yes, but I'd rather not repeat it, actually.
The trouble with you is you didn't understand it.
I must confess I didn't.
Of course not. You've probably never been pony trekking in the French Alps.
Well, I haven't, but what's that got to do with it?
You see, the man just doesn't know.
No, it's a Philistine. It's a Philistine.
I doubt if you could do anything like that.
Well, I don't profess to be a highbrow poet.
Well, you're not exactly a long hair.
Still, I'll have a go. Now let's think, shall we? Let's think.
You're not going to write it on the spur of the moment.
No, I'll write it on a bit of paper, I think. Here we are. There we are. It's finished.
Incredible.
Well, now, here it goes. Quiet, please. Darkling and dankling and low it sped, the sky o'ercast with stars. What fearsome thrill, how boots the night. What ho for Bury St. Edmunds.
That was positively spellbinding. What will you call it?
Well, I think I shall call it simply, In Search of Those Little Sticks You Stick into Stuffed Olives.
Brilliant. You're now entitled to join our little poetry circle.
Oh, well, thank you. By the way, everyone seems to have written poems except this charming lady.
Oh, you mean Lorelei?
Yes. Madam, aren't you a poet?
No, I'm not. But I'm a constant source of inspiration to all the other poets. As the painter has his true life model, so the poet needs his.
Well, I'm afraid I don't quite understand.
Well, you see, I am the young lady from Gloucester.
Well, so much for poetry. And now, breathes there a man with soul so dead, who never to himself hath said, it's the Fraser Hayes Four.
The mulberry bush, the mulberry bush. Here we go round the mulberry bush on a cold and frosty morning. This is the way we sing and play, sing and play, sing and play. This is the way we sing and play every Friday evening. This is the way we play a jig. This is the way we play a jig. This is the way we cha cha cha. Cha 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 cha. This is the way we cha 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 on a cold and frosty morning. This is the way they sing today. Ba 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 ba.
And so to the Kenneth Horne documentary feature, Hornorama. Yes, once again, Kenneth Horne and his team of investigators bring you a factual report on topics of immediate interest. And this week we present a close-up on the city.
Well, first of all, let's talk to those who work in this hub of commerce.
Now, you, sir, I believe you're connected with the stock exchange.
That is so, yes. I am something of a speculator in stocks and shares. Are you considering some sort of investment?
Well, I might be. What's the market like?
Well, of course, there are severe fluctuations in stock market prices at present due to a false inflationary spiral, but consoles and certain industrials are safe. Speaking for myself, I'm more or less satisfied with my preferentials, but I'm slightly concerned on another score.
Well, what's that?
My debentures keep slipping.
Now, here's another gentleman. Are you a lucky investor?
Yes, I certainly am. You know, 2 weeks ago, I had nothing. Today, I'm worth several thousands.
Did you have expert advice?
No, but I had complete confidence in my bankers.
Oh, may I ask who they were?
Wolves, Manchester United, and Blackburn Rovers.
Now, here's a lady. Madam, I think you said you were a managing director's personal secretary.
Yes. That's right.
How do you find your employer?
Oh, he's most attentive. Only yesterday he offered me a controlling interest in the firm. That's the fifth time I've refused.
The fifth time?
Yes. For a long time he's been trying to give me the business.
Well, I can't say I blame him either. There goes a premium blonde. Now we're privileged to meet a wonderful character. Good evening, sir.
Yes, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you. Good night.
No. Just a moment, sir.
Sorry.
I'd like you, if you will, to tell us about your job in the city.
Yes, sir. I am the stock keeper at the Royal Mint.
At the Royal Mint?
At the Royal Mint.
How interesting. That's
yes.
Where all our sixpences, shillings, florins and half crowns are made.
Yes, we're simply coining money.
Oh, you're back again. Yes, good. And how long have you been stockkeeper at the Mint?
45 years.
45?
45 long years.
45 long years. Tell me, sir, has any money ever been lost?
Oh, yes. Yet all the time we are losing it. Hundreds of pounds every week.
Good gracious. Yes. Why is that?
The mint's growling it.
Well, let us now spare a thought for just two of the many millions who every day travel from near and far to their jobs in the city.
Hello, Rodney.
Hello, Charles. I say, what a gorgeous carnation you're wearing this morning.
Yes, it's rather dolly, isn't it? Well, we all need something to cheer us up. Did you read the financial press this morning?
I certainly did. Do you really think we're heading for an economic crisis?
Well, the government will have to impose some measures of restraint to protect our balance of payments.
All right, you are, Charles.
And quite frankly, Rodders, I'm getting terribly bored with the same routine.
Yes, it's a pretty humdrum existence, but I trust we won't always be doing it.
I should hope not. Personally, I'm sick to death of sweeping these roads every day.
Lend us your broom.
We had the shovel. Now I hit the broom.
Those with an intimate knowledge of the city will be well acquainted with the old lady of Threadneedle Street, in other words, the Bank of England. And the expression, safe as the Bank of England, is certainly well justified when you consider its impenetrable vaults. We sent Cecil Snaith to report.
Well, listeners, I'm speaking to you now from deep down beneath this ancient and historic building in what one might call the old-fashioned vaults. Well, I'm standing in one of the huge safe rooms in which the vast sums of money are kept. And so foolproof is the system that once the enormous steel doors have closed, entrance or exit is impossible. Now, no doubt at this juncture, many listeners who know me well may suspect that I'm going to get myself locked in here for several days. Well, I can assure you that even though I seem to be rather accident-prone, Well, I'm not that much of a, to coin a phrase, right Charlie. So, let me just describe for you the interior of this vast... Oh. And this is Cecil Wright Charlie Snape, returning you to the studio.
Let us remember that even the most routine city job is not without its hazards. Quite often, an innocent bank cashier has been bound and gagged by bandits. So, ladies, please, be reasonable the next time your husband says,
"Sorry, dear, I was tied up at the office."
Finally, I'll remind you that business hours for city men vary considerably. But we wouldn't be far wrong in guessing that the peak hour in most suburban homes is round about 8:25 any morning.
Felicity, where's my stud?
I don't know, Andrew.
Honestly, you can never find anything in this house.
Andrew, darling, come on, breakfast ready.
Oh, I haven't got time for breakfast, you old buffoon. Look at the time.
Oh, you've got five minutes to get to the station. Come on, my darling, just have some toast.
Oh, belt up and do up me cufflinks.
Oh, dear. There now, Ambrose.
Oh, rush. It's all your fault. Why don't you get me off to work in time?
Now, don't start that, Ambrose, dear. Here's your umbrella, briefcase, and bowler. Now, goodbye, my darling.
I'll never make it. Goodbye, Felicity. You silly old faggot. I'm retired.
Well, there you are. There'll be another Hornorama next week when the subject will be... Doctors' prescriptions, should chemists dispense with them? Also, next week's program, we shall be having the president of the Royal Academy to sing for us, "You've Got to Have Art." The well-known critic, Bernard Levin, will be talking about the latest hit in the theater. And telling us who hit him. And there'll be an excerpt from the new film which deals with the work that goes on inside a baked bean factory and called Can-Can. So until next week then, this is Kenneth Horne saying goodbye for now and leaving you with this thought from a listener. Does a blonde policewoman make a fair cop?
You have either been listening to or have just missed Beyond Our Ken, a sort of recorded radio show which gave employment to Kenneth Horne and also to Kenneth Williams, Hugh Paddock, Betty Marsden, Bill Pertwee, Pat Lancaster, the Fraser Hayes Four, and the BBC Variety Orchestra conducted by Paul Fennelly. The script, believe it or not, was written, and letters of complaint should be sent to Eric Merriman. However, the onus must inevitably fall on our producer, Jakes Brown.